Before President Obama unveils his immigration reform plans, a group of Houstonians want to push for a national immigration debate. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marla, the president is making immigration reform a priority, and so is a coalition of more than 20 Houston civic organizations and policymakers. With City Hall as a backdrop, they called for action on immigration reform. On the heels of the U.S. Senate's bipartisan proposal for immigration reform, local activists say they want Texas to play a lead role in the shaping of the impending national immigration debate. President Obama won re-election with more than 70% of the Hispanic vote. With numbers like that, activists across the nation have high expectations from the president when he unveils his immigration plan, and those here at home are no exception.
My name is Cesar Espinosa, and I am undocumented and unafraid. I've been here in the United States for over 23 years. I was brought here when I was 4 years old by my parents in search of a better future. I've been here, I've studied, I'm a graduate of Houston Community College. I'm a proud graduate of the University of Houston, majoring in political science and pre-law. Okay. And I am here standing up for my community, running a nonprofit that helps our undocumented students and our undocumented families. And we're here to say that deferred action is not enough. It's not fair that only students get something while our families, our moms, our dads, our cousins, our brothers and our sisters are still suffering. Deportations still continue, and we want that to stop today.
College graduates like Cesar Espinosa stand to benefit greatly from any comprehensive immigration reform. Espinosa is the executive director of immigrant youth organization known as Immigrant Families and Students in the Struggle, or FIEL, a member organization of Houston for Common Sense Immigration Reform. Espinosa himself is a beneficiary of the Deferred Action Program announced by President Obama last year. U.S. Representative Gene Green says, though the country continues to make progress, college grads like Espinosa could face hardships common to undocumented immigrants, even with the benefit of a degree.
We have a lot of work to do, but we're further today than we were yesterday or a year ago. But our work doesn't stop now. We need to continue. We need the United States Senate to pass a good comprehensive immigration reform that unites families, that allows students to stay here. No country in the world would do what we're doing now. I have students who graduate from the University of Houston because the Texas Has a Dream Act, and they call me and say, how do I get a Social Security card? I cannot help them and except for telling them you need to go stand in a line at a consulate in Mexico. Even though they were brought here early, like Cesar at 4 years old, this is their country, and we need to make sure they're part of it. No country in the world deports college graduates.
Alice McAfee is a member of Service Employees International Union and a veteran of last year's janitor strike for higher wages. Having borne witness to employer abuse of undocumented workers, she says all workers suffer as long as the undocumented are exposed to exploitation due to their immigration status.
As a janitor, I have witnessed the abuse of undocumented workers. Every worker suffers when employers use intimidation to silence and abuse and maintain poverty wages. Immigration reforms benefits all of us, documented or undocumented. I, along with my family and my neighbors, will make calls, knock on doors, and march in the street to favor immigration reform. And when time comes, we plan to use our vote to support those who did the best for Texas and our country. Thank you.
President Obama kicks off his push for immigration reform in a speech today in Las Vegas. He's expected to lay out more specifics on his immigration plan and the State of the Union address to be delivered February 12th. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.